Congratulations. You've made an excellent life choice today. You're displaying strong character and good taste in tuning into this infotainment web zone. We're poorly informed, highly opinionated, and hold no topic off limits. This is Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Ever seen the show One Punch Man?
I've seen a little bit of it, like when you've talked about it enough that I've looked up, like, you know,
you have
scenes of it.
Oh,
on
cool.
YouTube.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. It's silly. I've been rewatching it.
Uh-huh.
There's only one season, and you know, as a bald man, I really appreciate the portrayal of bald heroes, bald
yeah.
people. In
bald heroics bald is undersung in our society.
Bald heroics is very undersung. You know, you got to give Bruce Willis a wig. You got to give John Travolta a wig so that we don't have enough heroes as
but
baldies.
You really do got to give John Travolta
no,
a wig.
You don't have to. All right. He would be incredible in all of his movies. But anyway, so, you know, the main hero in One Punch Man is bald, and so I identify with him. And you know, his whole back lore in the story is he can kill anyone with one punch. He defeats all foes with one punch, so he's very bored of being a hero. And
right.
I feel I identify with that
do.
Too,
of course,
you know,
you do. Like, yes.
I just
yes,
everything I do is just so successful and just right away.
I imagine that this leads somewhere.
Yeah, it does. So I was like, you know what, no, really, the opposite is true. So I was like, you know, I need to do what he does to get so powerful. And what he does in the TV shows, he does 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, and like a 10-mile run every
okay.
day.
Every day.
Every day.
Okay. So how is that coming along?
So I'm
going to
do
along?
That. Well,
okay.
I haven't started yet.
Okay.
You know, I'm in the thinking about it phase, but
yeah.
That's called the One Punch Man workout.
Right.
And I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to be One Punch Man.
Yeah.
But like more metaphorically.
Yeah, you metaphorically, but that's still pretty impressive. If you start running 10 miles
not
a day
tomorrow.
Alone.
Not tomorrow.
I know not tomorrow.
And maybe not the next day.
And not all of it in that day. But like,
yeah, I think I could do all of that in one day, like with a gun to my head.
I wonder.
Yeah, if someone your life was on the line.
I mean, like maybe the run, maybe one of those things you could do, you know, if you got all day.
Yeah, if I could break it up into sections over the course of a day.
It would depend on how strict they were on the push-ups and like things like that.
Oh, don't diss my push-ups.
You know, like if you had
my
to get within like an inch between the ground
oh,
or
nose
whatever.
To the ground every time.
Oh, nose to the ground every time. Time. And
that's
clap.
A real push-up.
I'm sure a clap on the push-up,
right.
too.
If there's no clap, it's not a push-up.
Okay, well
but
then.
So that's, you
I,
know.
Maybe I've underestimated your current physical regimen, but I would make sure that your heart's in good shape before you take off on your first attempt on this.
No,
on
you
this
know
workout.
What? I'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll see. And
okay.
it'll just,
okay.
I need to do that for like
I'll
two
be,
or three.
I'll be wildly impressed. I mean, that's an amazing,
yeah.
that would be amazing.
So welcome everybody to the
yeah.
to part
this
two.
Is part two of our first two-part episode.
Yeah.
The hit or shit hometown hoedown or whatever we're calling
is that,
it.
Is that what
I
it was
know,
called?
It
had a lot of H's. I do
yeah,
remember that.
Yeah. But it's a hit or shit spinoff. You know, we were starting to give them all hit or shits, but we haven't been doing that really.
Yeah,
so
we're just trying
stopped.
To listen to the music from
but
our
it's
hometown.
It's still kind of like the incorporated side of it. It's Discuss the Universe hit or shit. You know,
we're just talking about Portland music.
Yeah, we're just talking about Portland music.
Portland music. We each decided eight of the most noteworthy bands, in our opinion. So we've got 16 total. And we're doing the second part.
We only covered A through D last episode.
Yeah, but as we said, there was a lot of A's.
Yeah.
It was kind of stacked in the A department.
It was stacked.
You know, which led us to muse.
And two B's. Two B's.
Two B's.
So that's five. That's five out of eight right there.
Or not two B's.
And then a C and a D, and that's and two D's.
You missed my Shakespeare, stupid Shakespeare joke.
I wasn't even listening.
I know you weren't. That's part of this, Craig.
Oh, I listened to this too?
You have to listen to me.
Oh, shit.
You can't just steamroll me every
time. I just wait for my next turn to talk. If it doesn't come, I just start talking.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for silence. I want to be listened to. Okay. I said to be or not two bees or not two bees because you said it's the thing.
Oh, that is
bees.
Pretty clever. See? That is pretty clever.
See?
Spencer, I take it all
my
back.
My genius. He goes unnoticed.
I am lax as a co-host and I apologize.
You steamroll me sometimes and that's not okay. So yeah. Now it's your turn to hold the talking stick.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
I forget.
We're listening to music. And it's our hit or shit spinoff show thing. Yeah. A regular episode.
But
thing.
It's not just music. It's music from Portland.
Right. Music from Portland.
Right. So
and we're gonna hit the big boy of them all.
Oh boy.
Right now to hit
really?
Off
right
our
off
episode,
the bat.
Right off the bat.
I'm so excited.
I'm having a hard time deciding like what song by him we should listen to, but it's Portland's favorite son, Elliott Smith.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. What do you think of Elliott Smith, Spence?
He went to my high school.
Yeah.
Lincoln High School.
Yeah.
They got a little plaque there of him.
Wow. They got a little plaque.
Elliott Smith is the kind of guy or the kind of music that I cannot listen to very often.
And why is that?
Because it's so good. You know what I mean?
So good.
Because it I'm sure it's too gushy for some people, but it just makes me feel things.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't want to feel things, okay? Sometimes I just want to get along with my day, and I'm not trying to go into like a fucking introspective spiral of emotion, you know? And I just want to like pummel through the emotion with some bass drums and guitar solos.
And some good old-fashioned American-style repression.
Yes, exactly. That's all I want.
God bless America.
You know, because that's how you get stuff done, is you repress.
This
guy, Elliott Smith, great songwriter. You know, I don't listen to him enough, but it's not because I don't like him. It's just because I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I can, like, cry right now. You know what I mean? Like, shit, I don't think I'm ready to, I don't think, I shouldn't be crying in, like, traffic or some shit. It's just sad.
It is sad. I mean, he was a sad dude. And how did he supposedly kill himself? Stab himself in the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But makes sense he's from Portland, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
It goes with our Portland narrative of, you know, kooky, weird hipster.
He is kind of like the sad prince of all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
For sure. So I think the song that we should play by him is probably something off of one of the albums that he recorded while he was in, well, I don't know. I don't. If there was actually in Portland, but I want to play the song. Oh man, Sweet Adelaide, maybe from the XO album, or Son of Sam from XO. I mean, I'm not XO, but Son of Sam's also a good one.
Let's do Sweet Adelaide, because I don't think I've heard that one.
Okay.
Cut this picture into you and me. Burn it. Backwards, kill this history. Make it over, make it stay away. We'll sing the ending that love started to say.
So there it is, that short and sweet from Elliott Smith. That's not the name of the song, Sweet Adelaide, but it is short and sweet. You know, it's
most of his songs are pretty
intensely sad. Intensely sad.
That one wasn't as sad as I was expecting. It wasn't as sad, but it did. They all have that sad vibe.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing I like about Elliott Smith is, while it's still folk guitar music, he still has interesting note choice and, and kind of riffs. You know, he's got like little things he does on the guitar. I like that, and it always helps a song stay interesting rather than like the same chord progression going on and on the whole time.
Yeah, and I really like, there is a certain almost in a lot of his songs he has like this almost like an Eastern stylization of his vocals in the way that they kind of come in and out. Like some of the Beatles stuff did that too, you know. It's very much like a George Harrison vocal style or something like that, you know. Got a little bit of that
definitely reminds
Hindi
me of Beatles
sort of influence, you know, which I like, you know. He chooses notes on that in that register too a little bit,
in different modes and scales and stuff like that.
But he's not really been followed, I don't think, in Portland. There's not a lot of sad folk singers around town, you know. I mean, you don't really see a lot of that. Do you feel like there's a lot of sad ones?
I feel like
ones?
That's the only thing we really export is like, maybe not sad, I guess, but is folk-based music.
Yeah, folk-based music, But nothing that's really like that stripped down as he was. But I guess, I don't know. I mean, he was in a band and all sorts of different stuff. It wasn't that stripped down, I guess, and like when you saw him live and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, so. He did have a band on a few of his records. But,
And
I
he
don't
was
know.
In that, what was it called? The,
I don't, he was in another band.
Oh, he was in a band. It was named after the heating device or whatever. It was, oh God, I can't remember.
The blow dryers?
No, but it was, fuck.
The radiators?
It was like the radiators, yeah. Maybe it was the radiators. Was no, it? That's another band. That's a band in Wyoming. Huh. I don't know. Heat Miser. He was in Heat Miser.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That was his band before he was Elliott Smith.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go on to our next band, which I know absolutely nothing about, and it's a band called The Last Artful Dodger.
Okay.
And that's a band from Portland, because it's on this list, and Spencer chose it, and I'm supposed to be doing the intros to these songs.
You're doing great, Craig.
I am really trying to fill some time here.
You got to fill it with content, though. You can't just say words.
We put it on the list here because we were going to alphabetize it under the, but then we decided that we were going to go under L.
Right.
And that's why Spencer's taking a minute to find it on
I found it.
He's just waiting for you to wrap it up. Tell us something about what we're listening to.
Her name is Alana Shenevert.
We don't know what her name is.
She's the last Artful Dodger. Okay. She's an American hip hop artist. All right. One of the few from Portland, who's also gained some notoriety.
Okay.
All and right. She's a lady.
That's
so
fantastic.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
We skipped one.
Who do we skip?
We skipped one. We'll come back to it. We're going to go out of alphabetical order. Let's just keep going. Keep going. It's magic.
Well,
you're doing magic.
I'm sorry. To the magic is really, I just know nothing about her.
Okay. Well, how are we going to choose the song? Just whatever the big one is?
Going to do the most popular one here on the old Spotify.
Let's do it. We know nothing about her. We can't even say her name. Last Artful Dodger. I like the name a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's quite nice.
Me too. And it's stylized. So it's The Last Artful, Dodger. And Dodger, it doesn't have an E. It's just D-O-D-G-R. So that's artfully done, artfully crafted name right there.
I like it last now.
And it's first, wide awake. Is you horny yet? This is bad breath and some unexpected morning head. And I'm like, why yes? I've explained that she tough enough. I just hope this feeling's still the same in a couple months. I'll be all in her lap. She even wear my flannel. She said you showing your ass will help me pull my pants up. Yeah, I think I'm in love.
Artful Dodger. I liked it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. It was really interesting and
Yeah. It seemed like she was just doing the hook on that one. On that particular one. That was called Morning Dew.
Morning Dew.
Yeah, all about waking up, smoking some weed, having some orange juice. Which boy hardy I can get behind.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed, you know?
She's got a cool, interesting voice.
Uh-huh.
More singing in that one. I'm sure she does more rap and stuff, but
I feel like it had some production issues, you know, like it's kind of still like you can tell that they've been like just doing stuff live for a long time and it's not quite like they don't got that sound.
Doesn't have that Michael McDonald sheen that you love.
No, I mean, but it's just kind of rough. I mean, it could use a little McDonald sheen. It needs a little bit of that.
And that was an older song too, but it was one of her most popular. So
yeah, no, I think it's fine.
How dare you say anything bad about her? She is a black woman, Craig. So I think you're being kind of racist.
Did I say something bad?
You weren't glowingly overjoyed.
Oh,
so I think that equates it to being bad. So I think you need
to apologize.
Admonish yourself.
I am admonished.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure.
While I'm wallowing in my shame, I did miss one.
I don't know
how we could have missed this one. You know?
How did we miss it?
This is another one of the big daddies of Portland music, and it's our good old buddies Everclear.
Oh, Oh, you skipped over Everclear. Yeah. You probably just did that like subconsciously.
Maybe.
And
maybe
we're just like, please, dear God, don't make me do this.
Yeah. I was into Everclear for a minute.
Yeah, like, I think everyone heard that one song when that album came out.
That was 94, 95.
Was that when it was
right before I moved here, I want to say.
Huh.
And I was kind of into it because I was moving here. I thought I would maybe move here or I was coming here to visit and different things.
The singer's daughter, I went to school with the singer's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I remember seeing him around, like, you know, school events sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Art Alexakis.
Okay.
Never talked to him. Always kind of heard he might be a little bit of an asshole, but you know.
He used to come into my sister's work when she worked on 23rd Street, and I guess that he was always nice enough there. And she saw him almost get hit by a car once too.
Oh, really?
So that's the people close to me, Alex.
It's I Will Buy You a New Life.
Yeah, let's listen to that one.
That's the one. I will buy you then. Yeah.
There's like three collarable songs on that album, and the rest of it I can't really go back to and enjoy. But like, there's three pretty tolerable ones on there.
That was 97. Interesting.
97. Oh, I saw I was already here, so it was right after I got her.
All right. Well, let's do it.
Okay, rock and roll.
Here is the money that I owe you. Yes, you can pay the bills. I will give you more when I get paid again. I hate those people who love to tell you money is the root of all the kills. They have never been poor, they have never had the joy of a welfare Christmas.
You know, that song got so overplayed, especially in Portland, that it made me, I think, have an irrational hatred of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I hear it after not hearing it for like years and years, I'm like, that's a pretty good song.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a showstopper. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rocking.
It's rocking. Lyrics are good, too.
Yeah.
Lyrics are good.
Lyrics are good.
So I get it. You know,
it's very 97 or whatever.
It's so nice, and it really does. Any of these bands that are astronomically huge from Portland, they all fall into like the weird loser guys. You know, like, I don't have any money. Can I pay you at the next time that I see you? You know, like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And they're like glorifying it in like a beautiful, poetic way, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And it's like they all fit that.
Yeah. That's what it was. Nobody had any fucking money, but it was like, you know, good times.
No, and I think there is something real to that. I'm not trying to disparage it. It's just funny, like, that...
that's our cultural identity.
That's Portland's cultural identity, yeah.
Kind of barely making it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just barely making it, but you're having just kind of a good time. You're having a time of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I think that's kind of like, we're kind of surfing the wave. You know what I'm saying? A lot of other people are barely making it and they're not having a good time. At least Portland thinks that maybe it's going to be famous for, like, you know, making like, you know, God's Eyes or like,
I don't think anyone thinks they're going to be famous
or
though.
Whatever. You know, you never know. I think they kind of feel like something's going to happen.
Sure.
There's a reward coming.
Like maybe there's success or
and
something.
Maybe there is reward coming.
Yeah.
Because it's Portland.
I believe that there's a reward coming.
I do too. I do too.
And I believe I don't have to do anything to get it.
Yeah, see, I believe that too.
I think I just got to sit around and wait for it. Wait for people to recognize my excellence.
Speaking of recognize excellence, our next band is an excellent little combo named Pink Martini.
Oh,
that kind of drive me nuts.
Pink Martini, the martini, that's not your normal color. It's actually fucking pink.
It was just so overplayed in Portland. I mean,
my you know, Jeremy, my roommate, he took drum lessons from the drummer of Pink Martini.
Of course he did. Of course he did. It's all encompassing. Pink Martini.
They are everywhere. Oh, it's only because there's like fucking 26 of them.
Yeah, 26 of them.
No, there's not. There's
they
more
have like their own city.
It's more like 15.
And they have like
still.
Their own city councilman. I mean, like, it's incredible.
We've got the Pink Martini City Councilman.
Yes.
yes, I'm here to make sure that everyone has a very jazzy French kind of time where we're just kind of, oh, laissez-faire, vous-vous-jez, oh, hee-haw.
Yeah. and we're just going to cover a bunch of standards, and we're going to, you know, it's going to be amazing thing.
Yeah.
So are you pretty familiar with them?
Not that familiar. I've always heard like my parents listening to them, and then I was just like, God damn it. Like
it's soccer moms in 98.
I mean, they're very musically talented, but there's a very like elevator music, like show tunes, like, which I don't know if those cross over, but just kind of like this.
It's like, it's like end of the millennium Starbucks is really what it is. Yeah. That's what it reminds me of.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
A wonderful
time. So let's play something off of the Sympatik album.
How about the title track? That's their most popular song.
All right, let's do that one.
We got a listen to the most popular.
Passer son bras par la fenêtre. Les chasseurs à ma porte comme les petits soldats qui veulent me prendre. Je ne veux pas travailler. Je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier, et puis je
fume. I forgot to get my baguette and grab my cigarettes. I love my cigarettes and baguette every morning. Oh, as I watch these little bicycles and the women in the streets.
Oh, now it's turning into German. That's weird. So wait, does she always sing in French?
No.
Like,
no,
is it
no,
always? Okay.
No. She does not always sing in French. Yeah, but I mean, it always kind of seems like she's singing in French. You know?
Yeah,
she
see what you're
like
trying to
she
do.
She kind of would rather be singing
trying
in
to sneak
French.
In some French there.
Yeah.
I see. I was trying to listen to America.
Yeah, freedom.
Freedom fries. That's what I call them. There are no French fries. But, I mean, that was fun. That was
obviously,
fine.
Obviously talented. Obviously, yeah, 50 of them.
They're definitely talented.
Great for that concert at the zoo with your other friends from the art museum.
Yeah, I feel like they've only ever played at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like that kind of a band.
Yeah.
That you can't stand at their concerts. You have to like sit down and just like tap your foot kind of thing.
Yeah.
But not to disparage. They're all very great. It just, it's all going to sound like it's coming out of an old, little old French radio kind of
a
thing.
But they're the kind of band that like rich people book for fancy parties.
Ooh. I mean, you got to be really rich.
It happens. I'm sure it happens.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
You know, like embassies will book them for like,
they're
know,
doing
that,
the embassy gig.
Oh, they do all that sort of presidential shit, and like, I think they travel the world doing that stuff. Because they're big time in Europe too. I mean,
they're just pandering to those Euro commies over there.
I mean, Starbucks put them on the map. That's how they did
Starbucks
it.
Starbucks put them
like
on the
when
map.
Starbucks started up their Hear Music program, which was like this, they started selling CDs in line at Starbucks. You remember
right,
when
of
that
course,
started,
yeah.
right? Those first CDs were CDs that were by a company that Starbucks founded. And one of the first CDs that they started publicizing was Pink Martini.
Wow.
And they really put it all over the country and then all over the world and put them on the map. Absolutely.
Interesting.
It was a huge deal.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
It makes sense because they seem like the kind of music that is played in Starbucks.
They play at Starbucks conventions and stuff at times.
Wow.
I think they have for sure. I'm not sure. I'm
so
not
they're a complete, they're like a corporate-y band. That makes
sense. No. They're a band that like the corporate, it's rich people love it.
Yeah. They've deemed it like inoffensive to like their parties and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
And it's good. It's fun.
It is good.
It's good, fun music.
Yeah. If you've got like a giant stick up your ass.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
no, Pink Martini's great. He's great. It's good stuff.
All right. So are you ready for our next band?
I'm so ready.
It's our 80s, early 80s band. Like it's a new wave sort of deal called Quarter Flash.
So not even like a half flash?
No, it's a quarter flash.
What is a quarter flash anyway? Like
quarter
when
flash
you flash
is
someone
like
a 19, quarter?
1980? I don't know. Quarter flash. I have no idea.
All right. Well, do you want to listen to Harden My Heart?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That was their hit.
That was the hit?
This one was actually on the radio. It was a big hit. Like one hit wonder of the 80s. Right up there with like the Motels or any of those other like one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
You know, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, all that shit. You know, okay. Like those people that came and went and nothing. You'll probably recognize it when you hear it.
Okay, cool. I'm excited. Let's do this. I could
it's not
see
your, it's not your thing.
I can imagine liking it. I can imagine what it would be like if I liked that song. And I don't like it. I don't like imagining it very much, to be perfectly honest.
So you don't like that period of music, like that kind of like Berlin and like that female vocalist of the 80s sort of like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Not a
Betty,
lot.
Betty Davis eyes and that sort of stuff.
No.
Kim Carnes and all that sort
it
of thing.
Seems,
you don't like that.
I mean, not... I can appreciate it, but it's yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're. It sounds like you're having a little trouble with that. Actually,
I'm having a little trouble. I was honestly, I had a hard time like focusing in and not just tuning that out when I was listening to it. I don't know why. It's just
Is it that?
There's nothing. Yeah, it's got that. Just kind of. I guess it's like a hypnotizing rhythm, in that it just hypnotizes you to sleep. No, it just kind of like made me not really pay attention. And she's saying some stuff. You know? She's saying some stuff. It's just like, what? You know? And then there's just like a half-ass saxophone solo.
No, I think that was all ass. That was full. But it has a lot of 80s elements. A lot of these bands,
that's
it has
true.
A lot of elements of a lot of other extremely successful songs, not quite as well executed.
That was that like, was their hit, huh?
This is very much regional rock.
Yeah,
this is some regional.
Well,
rock.
I'm glad they made it out. You know, for at least if only for a moment.
I think it did all right. That song broke maybe the top 20. Maybe
yeah.
Or so.
Yeah.
All right. So our next band is one that I'm looking forward to.
Oh.
Red Fang.
Oh hell yeah! Red to the motherfucking Fang.
what Red Fang song do you want to do?
What vintage
Red Fang
oh boy
is your favorite?
Yeah, should we go to the 2012 vintage?
Go to the Fang Cellar and pick up.
Oh, I accidentally looked up Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's not what I wanted.
No. No, actually Chili Peppers have got a few albums.
No, I like
that
Chili
are
Peppers.
Ours.
I'm not going to hate.
No, I'll hate on them a little bit, but like only there's parts that.
Well,
don't
I just want to put it out there that you know, if you haven't seen a Red Fang music video, you should probably go to YouTube and look them up because they're
like,
pretty great.
Like right away,
like right now, you'll thank us.
Yes, yeah, it's the future. I don't know about their music, but like the future filmmaking is going on in those videos.
Very much so.
Yes.
It is a magnificent thing to be held.
Yes. So shatters your expectations.
Yeah.
The new
oh
ones
boy.
And shatters those.
See, and this is another thing. It fits into the Portland like loser vibe.
Oh, It's perfect.
That's the greatest theme.
It's perfect. Perfect.
Oh, wow.
Which one are we picking?
We're gonna do the song Prehistoric Dog from their
all right.
debut album, which came out in 2009.
That's some Red Fang.
That's some Red Fang.
Yeah,
that's Red Fang kicks some ass.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
They kick some ass, you know.
Oh, I think it's just one of the best like voices in like rock. Period. Yeah. I mean, it's just great.
It's very powerful.
I want to compare him to other stuff, but he's like better than those stuff that you'd compare him to.
Yeah,
you know,
he really is good. Yeah. He's got a gruff thing going on, and it's kind of from the doom world. They've got like a doom metal vibe.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
which is all just made from slowing down Black Sabbath songs.
Yeah.
So it really goes back to Black Sabbath and that kind of bluesy Satan rock.
Yeah,
stuff.
No, it's awesome. It's top shelf stuff for sure.
Hell yeah!
Yeah. So hats off to Red Fang. Hats off to Red Fang.
Good for making it out, you bunch of bozos.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be back soon, but we'll have a good time.
I think they already are. Like, I don't think
they're back.
They
never really left.
Yeah, they
kind of like stuck their toe out.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's fine.
That is fine.
It's fine. They don't have to leave. It's the internet age.
Exactly. You don't
that's
have to go anywhere.
You don't got to go anywhere.
You stay right there.
Just keep drinking. All right. Next one is another one that's going to be fun. Old Toxic Holocaust.
All right. Yeah. It's time for a Toxic Holocaust right now.
Give us a little background on Old Toxic Holocaust, Spencer.
Well, Toxic Holocaust originally started as a one-man band founded by a gentleman named Joel Grind. Joel Grind, yeah.
That's a fortuitous name for a man to start Toxic Holocaust.
I don't think that's his real name.
Really? Are you
excuse me?
Sort of
the Grind family. What did you name your son?
Oh, we decided to go with Joel. We felt it was very badass.
Joel? Joel's not badass.
I know.
Is that a badass
name? That's the joke. No, it's not a badass
name. Oh, right. Okay. Sorry.
But there's his
Sorry, Joel. I know we at least got a couple Joels listening.
Hey, you know.
Yeah, sorry. It's badass. It's badass with you. When it's your name, it's badass.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay.
No,
Joel.
Definitely.
Joel.
Well, I'm not one to talk. Spencer is not a badass name.
Craig is not really badass.
No,
it's not.
Like, a badass name is like Anthelion.
No, that's ridiculous.
I just thought of that name.
Immediately, like, bullies appear and beat on you if you name that.
Yeah, but no, Anthelion, like, the master of demons.
Brutus.
No, that's like a gay stripper. It's like a gay stripper name.
Well, what, like Clint?
Clint Sawyer.
What are the
tough
you're
guy? Thinking more like old, like,
what
like
tough guy names. What are tough guy names?
I don't know.
Bruce.
Bruce is not a tough guy.
That's Batman's.
Bruce is like Bruce.
No.
It's Bruce.
Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if saying it over and over again is going
Let's try one more time. Bruce.
Okay,
Bruce
but
Wade.
Okay, it was a silly joke. Joels are awesome.
Joels are awesome. Just not maybe terribly badass in the name department.
It's just a funny juxtaposition because his last name is Grind. And it's like if he changed his name, he just changes last name.
What
and
would you
first
change
name.
It to? What would you have it be if it were?
Like Stinky.
Stinky Grind.
Yeah. Stinky
like
Grind.
Stinky Grind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the name of a frontman
there. That's like Wasp territory.
That's what I'm talking about.
Poorly thought through Wasp territory.
No, it's
self-humiliation.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good. If he's listening, he should officially change his name to Stinky.
Stinky Grind.
It's good.
All right.
You're welcome.
Smoke some more fucking weed.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. It'll even me out, I think.
Okay. So Toxic Holocaust.
It's a one-man band.
Stinky Grind, one-man band. What are we listening to? What's the hit?
Oh, shit. I was supposed to do that.
I don't know. You've got all the responsibilities.
I know. I do. You're really loading me up.
You're flying the space shuttle. You're doing all the intros. You're picking the bands.
Joel Grind. He does look pretty badass. He does.
See?
All right. Acid Fuzz. We're going to listen to the song Acid Fuzz.
All
that
right,
sounds pretty
Acid
sweet.
Fuzz.
Here we go.
God, I feel my brains melting, coming out of my
melted
ears.
Out of my brain.
My God.
That's fine. It's badass. Yeah, it's fine.
You know, it is what it is. It's just like, it's your like thrash metal, but just tweaked up another little notch.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Just another little notch. More screaming and fast drums kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
badass.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my go-to, but like, it's totally like... Yeah.
I'd run in a circle pit for that shit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd try to like, you know, moderately push someone to that song. You know?
Yeah. 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 I could see. Yeah. It'd be probably pretty great.
There'd be some not intentionally hurtful pushing going on.
It's a song that I'm not sure if I've heard that song or song just like it before.
Yeah.
You know, that's
what
that
whole genre is like.
That whole genre is
no
like
one
that.
Cares though. Anyone who's into that is just wants to hear that done like again, but like a little bit different this time.
Just a very little bit different.
Very little bit different.
I mean, I know the fills. I mean, I've heard the fills, all of them. You know, like I don't know. It's great though. I mean, maybe they were the first one. Maybe they were the 20th one. Nobody knows anymore.
Well, he's a successful guy, Joel Grind.
Yeah. No, and I respect it. I respect that. It sounds as good as anything in that I've ever heard.
Definitely.
It's right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So last one.
Shit. Already?
Yeah. We're kind of motoring through
this
it this time, aren't
blew
we?
Blew by. Yeah.
Because we didn't get off on any like crazy tangents.
Yeah.
We're
Damn
all
it.
Like business.
Yeah. We're just pure business. I need to smoke a little more weed than I
guess so. I guess so. But this is going to be like one of my favorite on the list, I think. Yeah, probably real close to the top as far as of what I know about all of them. Yeah. Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Yeah. But I think you should choose which song we listen to.
Really?
Or tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I'm pretty sure the main guy, he's from Portland, but he's also spent a lot of time in Australia.
Okay.
So they kind of bounce back and forth between Portland and Australia.
I thought it was just one guy.
It is. There's a main guy. It's Ruben Nielsen. And he's the main guy. They're described as a Portland, Oregon-based New Zealand psychedelic rock band.
Oh. So they're from New Zealand. So they just live in Portland.
Yeah, but they're like from Portland, you know.
But
like,
except that they're born and raised in New Zealand.
I mean,
except for that part.
I mean, they're as
right.
from
so
Portland.
They're disqualified.
No,
they are.
They're not.
Spencer.
You can move here. We don't know
no,
where all the people in these
bands.
We're
not putting the Shins on this shit because the Shins just moved here. Drive-By Truckers just moved
what
here.
What about Modest Mouse?
They moved here.
That counts.
No, it doesn't.
I think it counts.
I'm not from Portland. I just moved to Portland.
Right, but if you got successful after living in Portland for 20 years, that's on Portland.
Modest Mouse didn't get that. Shins didn't get that. These guys probably didn't get that. If that has happened
hey,
to these guys,
I'll
yet.
Have you know, he
this might still
he,
happen.
He fuck. What? Let's see. What?
Yeah.
Early
no,
life. Born
yeah.
in New Zealand. Shit.
Yeah. No.
On
we got
February.
Pick, Let's do M Ward. He needs to be on the list.
M-Ward.
No. I mean, he's like the one we're living off, and he kind
everyone,
of deserves it.
Everyone, go listen to him.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, I agree. They're just from New Zealand, Spencer. I'm not being mean. They're just from New Zealand.
I just don't agree.
They're just from New Zealand.
That's just fake news.
I'm not from Portland. I'm from Wyoming.
Yeah, but
you know,
you're
like,
from
it's just
once you spend...
Where you're born and where you're raised.
God, this is a technicality.
You know, like if you're born in like New Zealand and you move here when you're 2... and you live your life here, then maybe the argument can be made that, or if all the other band members, but these are all New Zealand dudes, all just having come and moved to Portland.
Look, all 4 members met at college in New Zealand.
See what I'm saying?
Although the band started moving between Portland and Auckland, you know.
Yeah, the band. Like the band had already been a band by the time it was moving into. Yeah,
all
no,
right.
I'm sorry.
Man.
I mean, like, I know M Ward. You don't really care for it. I know.
I'm sure that's like know. You know well crafted.
Do you know
that.
It? Do you know it at all?
Not really.
Oh, he's got the perfect Portland song. It'll be the perfect end of the Portland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's born October 4th, 2 days away from me. Must
yeah,
be pretty
let's
cool.
Play, let's play it. It's kind of a deeper track by him. Let's play Paul's song by M. Ward.
Cool.
Seems like everywhere I go, the sky is falling. And the concierge will meet you with a frown. When I come to town, I ain't gonna lie to you. Well, every town is all the same. You say, how does it feel to be traveling? How's it feel to live your life on the train and the aeroplane? Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. Well, every town is all the same. When you've left your heart in the pouring rain, how I wish it was not true, but I ain't gonna stand up here and lie to you. I believe y'all deserve more than that.
Paul's song. It's just a nice little ditty. That was real nice. Yeah.
That was nice. It made me feel strange things. It made me feel nice.
Yeah.
Made me feel,
it kind of broke the mold. I thought it would be a good one to pick because it kind of left Portland in a good mood.
Yeah.
You know? He's kind of leaving.
Portland's the best.
Yeah, because you're here in Portland and you always think it's the dumps, and then you go somewhere else and you're like, Portland's nice, man.
Yeah.
I miss that fucker.
Yeah.
I do.
That happens to me every time, for sure.
It's a true story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the time.
I love my city. Yeah. I love anyone from my city, except for like 90% of people. No.
Yeah, no.
I love like 10%.
That's like that's pretty good though. 10% is pretty high.
10% is a high amount of number.
High number. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And I don't dislike 60% of them. I just don't want to talk to them or have anything to do with them.
No, it's just people. It's just people in general.
Yeah.
No, it's a great town, and we do have some cool music, and it's, I've actually learned quite a bit.
I have too.
From listening to this, as far as like all the biggest ones follow that sort of style, it does make me think, you know, about what Portland's place in the music scene is, like what it could be. I mean, obviously there's things that deviate, mm-hmm. but even those have like tastes and touches of that general aesthetic, even with the
metal
shit.
Because I can see like a parallel between like She and Him and Pink Martini in a way. You know what I'm saying? There's kind of like that's one of the niches that we fill in a way.
Right.
In that super, I don't know. And that song, it's weird. It's just weird.
It's got this kind of like folk. It's all got some folk Americana, like old timey nostalgia, doing things the way that they've been done, like the
even
old
the metal.
Way.
Even the metal.
Exactly. The metal. That's what I'm saying. Because the metal Hagelok had folk music in it.
And for all my other criticism, like Esperanza Spalding, like man, she does not do that.
Yeah, she's keeping it blazing forward.
From what I've heard, that is not what's going on there. So hats off to her for that.
Yeah, she's definitely forward thinking, especially in the jazz world where a lot of it can get a little stodgy, I think.
And there's not a lot of a big jazz scene in Portland as far as like a nightclub jazz scene or something like that. Like there used to be more. I used to know a couple of clubs like the Opus and all that sort of stuff downtown. But yeah,
you're right. I think it will experience a resurgence. My roommate's a jazz drummer.
Jazz is always coming back.
Kills it.
Jazz is always coming back for sure. It's just great music.
Yeah,
great music always hang out for sure. Yeah. Well, thanks, Spence. I think that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
and we learned some stuff and heard some new stuff and heard some stuff again.
I feel like I know my city a little bit better now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know I can torture you with Quarter Flash now, and that
please
sort of
never,
music.
Never I know, play that song.
I know a new, I knew weakness now.
No, it's okay. I'll just tune. There's just a pitch that starts in my head. It's like when my brain detects that kind of music being played. So I really don't even know that it's happening. I'm just like,
This
silence is so peaceful because you get used to the sound, you know,
and you're just so... like.
And then it stops, and you were like, oh, wow, I realized I was just...
There was something going there.
Something was happening.
It's just like you'd notice when the dryer turns off.
Exactly.
Okay.
It just becomes white noise in the background.
Very, very pretentious, but I guess fair enough.
Yes, because my opinion is clearly the best opinion. And really, it should just be fact. I think that's safe to say.
Originally, the name of our podcast is Spencer's Opinion is the Best Opinion.
Yes.
But we decided to go with it. No, discuss the universe.
It was
going to
be My Opinion's the Best Opinion. Featuring Spencer Lynn and also Craig in parentheses. But then right. I gave some of the creative control away and now.
And settled. He's just been compromising since. But that's the road to success, is full of compromise.
That's what they say,
that's
right?
That's what they say, and we're living it out, baby.
Yeah, it's true.
We're living it out. I'm sorry you have to diminish your shine to make your way in cruel world. But,
you know, I think I'll make it. I think it'll be okay. I think I'm going to.
Oh, I hope so. There's a lot of people praying for you.
Yeah. I know there are. There are a lot of people rooting for you out there.
Little Spencer. Just out there. Like, I get the letters every day. I hope he's going to be okay.
Yep.
You know, don't know what's going to happen, but as long as he's okay. Make sure
I'm getting those letters.
I keep that from you because you get too emotional. But there's been a lot of that. We don't need any more of that kind of viewer mail. But if you want to write us any other we're done. We're done talking about you for a moment.
I want to keep talking about me. I wasn't done.
Just for a moment. We're okay, done. Fine. Just for a second.
I'm getting antsy.
Just silently count to like 30.
I'm already anxious.
Tell people about our Instagram.
Okay.
So like we've got an Instagram. And we've got we're going to have a Spotify page that Spencer's supposedly going to put all this music up on. We've got a Facebook. he's hearing the high pitched noise again. It's going. Yeah, see, he's not listening, but Spencer has a duty that he has to do in the next week, which you can go find all the music that we've featured on our show.
Okay.
On our that's really confidence levels through the roof.
I've got some stuff.
I've got some stuff.
Work cut out for me here.
All right, hopes are low here at the IDTU, but we're making some big promises. But one thing you can do is follow our IG account, and you can get on our Facebook. And I don't know what the fuck you could do there, but you can get on that shit, and you can write us some fucking hate mail or some
you
love
can
mail.
Us.
And we've got two things. We got we need one more, and we can do a viewer response episode. We just need one more.
Oh yeah,
thing.
We've been getting some response.
Yeah, thank you very much for the responses. Yeah. But we're getting close to being able to do a viewer response episode, which I think is just going to be amazing.
That will be fun.
Amazing.
We respond to all the haters out there.
Yeah.
The army of haters. It's just because of me, because I'm so amazing. I really want to I'm going to be more of a narcissist now on this show. Okay. Just to lean into it.
Can I keep my microphone on, or should I just
I think I want to move to a two microphone. I'm going to have two microphones. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes, and maybe we could just do a live stream of just Spencer.
Yeah, just my eyes.
just a still shot
just
of
my
Spencer.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Just my eyes, and I've got just a little bit of mascara on.
All right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I think that might be your own podcast that you start by yourself. That might be what that is.
Right.
It's a fine vision, and I'm not taking
I'll convince
anything away
you one day.
From
I'll
it.
Convince
gonna,
you.
Yes, that's going to be a day far away. But for now, we are Idiots Discuss the Universe. Enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen, because when we morph into whatever monstrosity Spencer has in mind, this shit is going to get fucking ugly.
Yes.
So enjoy it while we're being nice. Do you got anything else to add over there?
Shake hands with your neighbor and always keep two spoons in your fork drawer.
All right. We're done. We're done here.
Okay.
Running on fumes, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know anything anymore.
Yeah.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.